I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Saturday, October 27th. Oh, it's getting closer and closer. Bourbon and Bacon Fest heading to Tacoma. Join us during the day or join us during the night. Or why not just be with us for both sessions?
Just don't leave.
Don't leave, man. So listen, Federal Way, you don't got to go to Seattle this time. No, it's in Tacoma. Bourbon and Bacon Fest at the Tacoma Armory. Distilleries from all over the United States. That's right. That's this country. They're coming to Tacoma because they want you to taste their wares. It's the only kind of bourbon there is, America bourbon. And also, America pork. Yeah. Some great restaurants are going to be giving you some pork-inspired treats, man. Bacon treats. Oh, yeah. So you got bourbon, you got bacon. You want those tickets, go to KISW.com. Bourbon and Bacon Fest, benefiting our friends at Treehouse.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B. Migs, don't be a loser.
Turn down for tacos.
Charge out for what?
Yeah, and in honor of the wonderful bourbon and bacon, get yourself some pork tacos.
Pork like tacos this? Are delicious. Yeah.
Barbecue pork, so good.
Even a pork tamale.
Ooh, yeah, or pork burrito.
Mm-hmm.
I can't argue with none of these IDs.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Susie and Kirkland to take on Steve. Susie, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent. What is she playing for today, Steve?
Skid Row and Quiet Riot tickets. They're going to be at the Clearwater Casino Resort on November 1st.
Yeah.
Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to check out Skid Row and Quiet Riot, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Susie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Susie, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Before they were pop stars, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, and Christina Aguilera were members of what club?
Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes, Bo and Luke Duke were protagonists of what show?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, who played the role of Batman in the 95 film Batman Forever?
Oh, God. Ben Affleck?
No.
Affleck!
Pass for now.
What are the names of the 3 nephews to Donald Duck?
Oh my goodness. The Daffy?
No.
I don't know. Pass on that one.
In the 12 Days of Christmas, what type of tree did the partridge sit upon?
Pear tree.
Yes. What number did Richard Sherman wear while playing for the Seahawks?
25.
Yes.
Oh, 25.
What is the name of Snoop Dogg's 93 debut album?
Snoop Dogg.
No.
They pass.
What decade introduced barcode scanners to supermarkets?
The 90s?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, correct.
80s.
No.
Nope,
4 correct.
Sorry, Susie.
And BJ, you actually saw that thing happen.
I was there when we installed our first ones, yeah.
That's exciting. We'll have to talk about it afterwards.
Yeah. That was an odd...
Yeah, good.
Well, don't say anything, Susie.
still have a chance.
Yeah,
Steve's
hold on,
back
Susie.
In the room.
Okay, don't give this guy any help. He don't need it.
Dumb him down. Dumb him down.
All right. Well, I don't know if we need to dumb you down or anything, because
I'll send bad juju his way. Then how about that?
Yeah. All right.
Bad juju, Steve. Here it
cool.
comes.
Steve, are you ready?
On our nice bang juju. Friday.
Bang bang.
Nice.
And Quiet Riot.
Nice.
I'm just getting pumped for Bang Friday, BJ.
You were really excited for this. We're just going to drink some Bang.
Bang energy drink.
Yeah.
And see what happens to you.
Yeah. I know.
We're all excited for ourselves, but mostly to see what is going to happen
to
you.
I'll be super jazzed. That's not good.
A lot of rockaholics say they're going to do it as well.
Nice.
Okay, Bang Friday.
Wow.
Bang Friday, 6 a.m. We crush a can of Bang.
Yeah. All right.
See what happens.
Oh, no.
Steve, are you ready?
Bang, bang!
Before they were pop stars, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, and Christina
Mickey Mouse
Aguilar.
Club.
Yeah. Yes, Bo and Luke Duke were the protagonists of what show?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes. Who played the role of Batman in the 95 film Batman Forever?
George Clooney?
No.
Val Kilmer.
Yes. What are the names of the three nephews to Donald Duck?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yes. In the 12 Days of Christmas, what type of tree did the partridge sit upon?
Gingerbread.
No.
Pear.
Yes.
Pear
wow.
What number did Richard Sherman wear while playing for the Seahawks?
25.
Yes. What was the name of Snoop Dogg's 93 debut album?
Oh, it's only the greatest album title of all time, Doggy Style.
Yep. What decade introduced barcode scanners to supermarkets?
70s?
Yes. The March of Diamonds was originally founded to help find a vaccine for what?
Multiple sclerosis?
No.
Muscular dystrophy?
No.
Diabetes?
No. On Saturday Night Live, from what country did the Coneheads claim to be from?
France.
Yes, and Steve almost got that perfect 10.
Oh.
You win 9-4.
Sorry, Susie.
He killed me.
Yeah, a little bit there.
Now I know all the Lindsay
stuff. Of course, yep. It usually is after someone else says it that you know them.
Sorry about that, Susie. Oh, you play again. Love you, girl.
Yep. Keep trying.
Yep.
Keep trying.
I like Susie. She's a good loser.
Yeah. I guess.
The March of Dimes was originally founded to help find a vaccine for what?
Polio.
Polio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think anyone would actually know that.
Well, I know because I'm old. Seriously, because, I mean, back when I was a kid, polio was a thing. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, speaking of old, we mentioned the fact that you actually saw the introduction of barcode scanners into supermarkets.
I know, really. I am starting to feel old, man, because, yeah, they were a big deal. We were one of the first supermarkets in our area to get them, and we called them scanner registers. That's what we called them back in the day.
Huh.
Yeah.
Fine. So before that, you would just have to type it all in.
Oh, we had those big... with all those... I mean, there were people that were really...
good at that, right?
Oh, there were girls that could run those registers. They were amazing. It was something how good they could be. It just, they didn't even look. They were just like, it was like typewriter action.
Wow.
Yeah, they were, but they made the greatest sounds, those registers.
Yeah, somebody says my wife's uncle invented the barcode scanner. Look it up. His name is Barry Passer.
Cool.
Good for Barry.
Yeah. I wonder how much money he got for that.
I hope he got a lot. Sometimes those guys don't get what you think.
Yeah. If they do anything under the inventions under like a
somebody
big
like
or something.
Gives them, hey, I'll pay you like, you know, whatever, $100,000 for that thing, and then they go and sell it for skillions to places, you know. So you wonder,
you don't know if it's going to be like the thing that takes over everything, especially with like barcode scanners.
There was resistance. There are a lot of people said, I ain't going to trust no dang computer to know what the price is. How do I know it's going to not? I mean, that was the talk back when we first got these registers, and of course now barcodes are everywhere. They also were supposed to speed up your time in the supermarket. We never knew that was BS. They were just going to phase out the bag boys.
Ooh.
Because they realized you didn't need bag boys because she could just scan and throw it in the bag herself because it was that quick.
Wow.
We didn't know that. They were like, oh, it'll speed up everything. Yeah, and then
the
all
robots
of a sudden,
taking your germs.
Start of AI. Yeah, that's what it was, man.
So this is the first product to have a barcode on it, Wrigley's gum.
Yep.
Another person says, BJ, didn't you also see the invention of the wheel and fire?
Yeah.
From Chris.
A little bit
wheel,
yes.
That.
Fire, no. That was around before I was born. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Just about 10 years, I think, before I was born.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
Caller number 9, guess what you're doing? You are checking out Skid Row and Quiet Riot at Clearwater Casino. Caller number 9 at 206-421-ROCK. Okay. This is going to be what you might think the dumbest idea is in the world, Steve.
Okay.
But I love that this is existing because you're like, really?
Here's a question. Would you buy a phone to help cure you of your phone addiction? Because that's what Palm, you remember those guys, the Palm Pilot people?
I did. We had that, the Palm Trio.
They're back in the game.
That was like a baller status and you had that thing.
And they've come out with a new mini smartphone. And it's a stripped down device. It's about the size of a credit card. And it has only the most essential functions. And it works as an add-on phone with your Verizon plan. So it'll be like, they have the same number and all that. And it'll somehow be connected to your own stuff, but it'll be really stripped down. And I'm looking at the screen right now, and I see a Google Maps icon, I see an Instagram icon, yeah, an iTunes icon, and a calendar, but that's it.
So it's a smaller version of your phone that you could take when you don't have the room to carry your larger phone.
Yeah, and it looks...
And you think this is a good idea.
It supposedly is going to be a way for you to get your smartphone addiction beaten, because there's not a whole lot you can do with this, though it looks like you can do a lot.
Wait a sec. So... I think the sign of having a smartphone addiction is that you can't live without your phone, where if you're like going somewhere where you don't have the space in your pocket or your purse or whatever it is, that just don't bring your phone. If you have an addiction, then now all of a sudden you have a smaller version of your phone that you can keep with you. That way you can still do the things on your phone. Hence, it's only helping your addiction, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is a very bizarre headline. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is definitely something that's going to be more convenient. And who do you think wants this? I mean, maybe chicks. I would like a small... You think, oh, chicks, because a smaller footprint?
No, I think a female would like this that way. If like if you're going to a football game, you can't bring your whole person. Or if you go to a concert, maybe you don't want to carry your whole purse, but you want your cell phone, but you don't have anything to carry it in then, because a lot of chicks wearing their tight jeans. This little phone, you could probably just slip it in a sock or something, or in a bra.
So, yeah, you and I are saying the same thing. That's what I mean by smaller footprint. Yeah, it's a smaller thing, so it doesn't take up as much space.
Yeah, I could definitely, like, my phone's not that bad. I could definitely just put it right in the bra.
No, dude, that's huge in there.
No, it's good. Comfy.
Well, yeah, because you got a hoodie on.
It's totally fine. I usually, yeah,
I'm not,
you can't
you
tell.
Take your hoodie off. This
I mean, I'm just like, it's totally fine, just hanging out in the bra.
Yeah, I don't understand how anyone really is. But hey, man, someone's going to do it. You think it's cool, so someone probably will think it's kind of a cool
feature. I mean, I put them in my pocket right now, and I'm going to probably get the new iPhone, which Danny showed me, and he showed me his, and it's even bigger than the one that I have now. Mm. They are getting bigger.
Size matters.
Yeah. And I do remember the little small phones were awesome. And if this is just credit card sized, this will, you know, I could see me taking this out when I go, all right, I don't need my full-blown phone. I'm kind of a moron. Plus, I like Palm. I'm kind of glad they're back in the game.
I like how someone says only the essentials, like Instagram. Another person says you're missing the point, Steve. It doesn't have the ability to do all the apps like Facebook, but you still have apps that you could play on. It's not just going to be this little credit card sizing that just takes phone calls for emergencies. You can still play on Google. You can still play on Instagram.
Yeah,
you can still do phone addict stuff.
People still want to Instagram. It's funny. Yeah, it doesn't look like Facebook is on here.
And it still has a camera.
Yeah, exactly. So that seems to be and also looks like it does video as well. So apparently it's just really the social networking. I don't see Twitter on there, and I don't see Facebook. Or I don't see Snap on there either. I don't see Snapchat. But boy, Instagram makes the cut.
Yeah, I wonder why Instagram involved. Well, probably they have some maybe money involved in this.
Yeah, perhaps.
I'm surprised. But that's funny that Palm Pilot's back.
Well, and Instagram is actually part of Facebook, so that is interesting. I wonder why Facebook doesn't make the cut, not considered an essential, according to Palm. We'll see how this works out. I didn't even know Palm was still in business.
Yeah. Maybe this is their attempt to get back into business. It goes on sale in November, so next month, and it's at least a minimum $300 for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? I'm finding $350 for that.
Well, that's insane.
$300 with a two-year contract with Verizon, or you have to pay $350 without a contract.
Mm. Well, if this is an add-on phone, that's too expensive.
Well, I'm also reading that like it's like $10 additional per your original phone contract.
That I would figure. But still, that's ridiculous. $350. That's a lot of money for what's not going to be my main phone. Never mind.
I mean, it's cute looking. It makes you look like you have giant hands.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know what they say about big hands? Big gloves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And small phones.
Yes.
Teeny tiny. I don't know what's happening here, but I don't know if I like it. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, you get to pick it. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by The Shane Company. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose, whatever you want to talk about, man, it is fair game. Something from the past, something brand new. But remember, Steve has one rule.
Has to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, you will be gonged and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Ken in Tacoma. Ken, you are on the Rock.
What's going on, folks?
Not too bad, Ken. What you got for us today, buddy?
So I'm the one that texted in about my wife's uncle is the one that invented the barcode scanner. He was part of a company, and it was his duty to come up with it, and he invented that. He also was the one that invented carbonless copy paper because he hated getting his fingers all purple from running a Ditto machine.
Those old machines, yeah.
Yeah, so yep. he worked for a company that got the credit for that, so he didn't get super rich off that then?
No, he got nothing. The company ended up going bankrupt, and in their bankruptcy filings, he was actually listed as one of their assets. And at the very worst, it was him and a security guard in a room, and that's what he would do every day, come into work with a security guard.
Wow.
And that was it for their assets. And he's the typical absent-minded professor. My mother-in-law, when they were growing up, had to make sure that he actually wore shoes and socks and in the right order before they left for school, even though they lived in Rochester, New York, and there'd be snow, and he'd otherwise just go barefoot and not think about it.
Damn, dude, that is such a bummer that he created what is pretty much used all day in every
everywhere
retail
outfit. Everywhere you go, you see it.
And he got nothing for that except his just normal salary.
Squadoosh.
Wow. Ken, I appreciate the call.
Boy, so if you ever see someone with like the barcode tattoo, you know some people do that, they have the barcode tattoo, you probably want to just punch them in the neck.
Yeah, definitely.
You bastards.
Boy, that, you know, that's, is he still alive, Ken, or is he no longer with us?
Yeah, no, he's still alive. He's a professor at a small college up in New York.
Damn.
Has a girlfriend for, you know, a couple decades and a buttload of cats that he lives with. So
is he bitter about
all
this?
Could have a buttload of cash instead of cats.
Yeah, Ken, is he bitter at all? I would be.
No, not at all. You know, cash really isn't a thing that matters to him. He's just, you know, the physical, tangible things of life he doesn't really care about. He's just so wrapped up in his mind most of the time. But you know,
well, all right, then I guess, I guess that's a nice thing. I just, I feel like, man.
I guess it's nice that he's not motivated by money or greed, I guess.
Well, it's nice that it doesn't bother him. I think, boy, somebody should get together, so like these big companies, and go find the guy and make sure he's okay. Because they, like, their whole world runs because of his creation. And he really, I mean, look at all the skillions they've made off of him. I would, if I were in charge of a company, I'd be like, I want to give this guy something.
I don't disagree with you. I bet that they're like, well, then what's next? The guy that was there who had this. And, you know, maybe they think it's just a slippery slope. So why start with him? And then everyone's going to want money.
Yeah, God forbid somebody gets paid for creating something that they did.
But, I mean, are they making money off of that? Of the barcode?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
how do you know?
The people that created all of the register systems, whoever charges the companies to use whatever device they have to scan, those are the people that are making the money, like the National Cash Register Company.
But they might be in there and be like, well, we would have figured something else out if he didn't come up with it.
Well, I guess. I don't know. See, that's the attitude.
Right.
But he's the one that came up with it.
I know.
Yeah.
But he's happy. He's got a chick. He's teaching and he's cats.
Well, I'm glad he's happy. Yeah. I am glad he's happy. I hate hearing stories like that. Because, you know, and it doesn't make me feel so bad about Steve Wozniak from, you know, the Apple situation with him and Steve Jobs.
I don't feel bad for that. He's got as rich as F.
Oh, I didn't think he was that rich. I heard he didn't really get much.
He was on Dancing with the Stars. He's got to be rich, right? He's considered a star.
Oh, is that how that works? I don't know. Can you find out Steve Wozniak's net worth? Maybe Steve is right. But I thought there was a big sob story about him not having that much.
Well, I'm sure he's not as rich as Bill Gates.
Well, look, if he's richer than you and I, then I don't got a problem with him. I mean, he should be fine.
Steve Wozniak net worth.
Yeah?
What'd you get?
It's not bad.
Somewhere around $100 million.
What? Oh, yeah, you're right, man. He's totally getting screwed.
Why are they complaining? But why does everybody talk about
$100 million isn't a billion or more.
Right, it's not $2 billion.
Still, $100 million
is
fine.
I was going to say, because Jobs is about $8
billion. Yeah, you know what? $100 million still is fine. I wouldn't complain. Plus, nobody knows who you are, really. And you still got a lot of money.
Steve Wozniak, everyone knows who he is. He was on The Big Bang Theory.
And on Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got both sides of the spectrum.
Prior to me hearing about how he got effed, I mean, the average person didn't know him like a Steve Jobs. But you're right. Now he's a much more popular. Damn.
It's so funny when you type in Google and like you type in his name, and it's interesting to see what the most popular searches are for him. Of course, how much does he make in a year? Is he married? A lot of thirsty girls out there wanting to see what's up.
Yeah.
And then what year did Steve Wozniak die? And he's not dead.
No, he's still alive, kids.
Like, that's got to be weird if you ever do a vanity search on yourself and people are looking to see how old you were when you were dead.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
It is weird. And, you know, it just goes to show you, he doesn't look like he's the healthiest guy either.
No.
You know, and I say that because, you know, there are just, it's just amazing how some people still keep going. He's got $100 million. He's fine. All right, let's go to David in Tacoma. David.
Well, one more year, he's going to have the best birthday ever.
Oh, 69.
Yep.
Good for him. David in Tacoma, you're on The Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, David. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us, buddy?
Well, I just wanted to make an announcement that my girlfriend and I found out that she is a month pregnant, which is a major blessing coming after both of us losing a child at different times in different relationships.
Wrong sound effect?
Wow.
Oh, damn, dude.
That's the sound effect I was looking for.
Oh, so this is the David from yesterday that said this attack.
It's a huge blessing.
This is the David.
And
hold on, David. Chris, Steve has a question. Are you the David from yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, because we were trying to figure that out. You sent us a text saying I wanted to make a baby announcement, and then we were just left hanging.
Oh, right. Okay, so.
I got called into a meeting yesterday, so.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't slept since yesterday.
So you've been in previous relationships, and you've both lost babies, so this is kind of a miraculous thing, then, that you both are able to, as far. Now, you say you made a baby announcement. How far along is she?
She is a month along.
Nice.
Ooh, some people like to wait a little longer, but you guys are confident enough that things are cool?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because some people wait 3 months before they make these
announcements. Do you know what the gender is yet? I don't even know how that works.
Nope.
We will, I think I'm 2 months.
Oh, should we plan a gender reveal party?
I thought we didn't like those.
Exactly.
No, we are not doing the Applebee's.
We want to start a riot in Applebee's.
David, you're not toking up a little bit right now, are you?
No, I'm smoking a cigarette.
You sure it's just a cigarette?
I'm on break from work.
All right, cool. Well,
that doesn't stop a lot of our listeners.
No, not at all. Well,
no,
David, congratulations
right.
on the... How long have you been together with your girlfriend?
Probably about 4 months.
4 months?
Yeah.
Man, you guys are going raw dog that quick in the relationship.
Why would somebody call me? David, do you listen to the show?
Fantastic.
Do you listen to this show, David?
Always.
Why would you
Why would
you call me and tell me this information? You know who I am. You know what I'm about. You know I'm about to just scream at you. This is not
I know, BJ. I've been listening to you since you were on the buzz. I've been listening to you forever.
So four months.
Fairness, you're going to be together for at least a year by the time the baby pops out.
I don't even know what to say about this, except I'm so disturbed.
Why?
4 months, and they're going to have a baby together.
Was this a planned baby, or was it just an accident?
Accident.
Nice.
Oh, David.
Nice.
David. David, why? Why would you do... Why are you doing this, David? I mean, four months...
He's excited. He's having a kid. This is an exciting time.
How old are you, David?
I'm 38.
38. He's been wanting a child. Here it is.
Jeez,
and look at you being Captain Poopy Pants.
Well, why wouldn't you get married first, or are you not the marrying type?
No, I am. I'm actually planning something out.
With her?
For her.
Fair question, Steve.
I mean...
That is a fair question.
Do you know if she's wanting to marry you? I mean, I know she's having a baby with you, but is this the Miss Forever? Is she the one?
I feel it.
Okay. Well, I wish you a lot of luck, man. It's not the order
of
things.
How's she feeling about all this?
Yeah, I would.
She excited?
How is she feeling?
Yeah, she's
very excited.
All right. Well, listen, I hope it all works out. I really do. But, David, you know me. That's not exactly how I go about my business.
But I know.
But congratulations. You have anything else you want to say to David?
Best of luck to you, and I look forward to you naming your child Steve.
Yep.
Hey, who knows?
Yeah. Do you have a name picked out?
Not yet. We will once we figure it out. Once we figure out the sex.
So, do you have anything in mind yourself? Like, if it's a guy or a girl?
I like Mackenzie, and I'm still kind of milling some ideas around.
For the Mackenzie could be either one. Mostly, I've heard it mostly with girls, but it could be a dude because you could call him Mac.
Yep.
But okay.
Exactly.
Okay, Steve then. Or so Kenny. Steve's up for grabs. He's got no guy name. Why not Steve?
Steve, or if it's a chick, Stevie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like Stevie Nicks.
True. Exactly.
All right. Well, good luck to you. And I look forward to hearing more calls about more future children that you guys make in the next couple months.
Yeah, well, I guess science.
You got to wait at least 9 months or 8 months, Rev.
That's what it is, yeah.
All right. Well, David, good luck to you, my friend.
Says T-minus 10 seconds before BJ loses his mind.
I had to get him off the phone. I'm trying to be as nice as I can be.
You're doing a good job.
God dang.
Yeah, congratulations. That was great.
Stupid.
You think it's stupid?
Stupid. Why? Stupid.
Why do you think it's stupid?
Unprotected sex in 4 month relationship. Please.
They know they're meant to be. Man.
Yeah, that's what they know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's an accident. They know so much. Hey, vey. All right.
Sometimes you just don't know.
You know what? I see the smile on your face. Don't even try. I know you're just trying to piss me off.
Until it happens, man.
Whatever. Don't even try. I know you. You know that you love these moments.
I live for these moments.
I know you too. You just spit all over me, by the way. Thanks. Appreciate that. All right. His listeners on the loose. God dang it. Jesus, you're like a rain bird over there. Somebody get him a towel. All right. 206-421
Rock. Your face when he said 4 months.
I knew it. I just knew it, though.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be like.
I thought it was going to be over a year.
No, I knew it was going to be like. He just sounded like a genius. All right. 206-421
Somebody says no bang Friday for that guy.
Yeah, that's a fact. Text us at 77999.
I wish him a lot of luck, though. I'm glad he listens.
So he says, BJ, I'm proud of you. It's clear that your therapy is working.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's wonderful. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's the listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Zach in Puyallup. Zach, you are on The Rock. Hello, Zach. Oh, hold on a second, Zach. It's on my end.
Touch his button.
Now you're back, Zach. Welcome to the show.
How's it going? I got me and my wife on the phone here.
What's up, Zach?
What's up?
Hello, Zach. What can I do for you? It's BJ and Migs.
Hey, I was calling because I heard you guys were talking about me and my wife's picture earlier, I guess.
What picture is that?
Me dressed up as Bob Ross painting her booty.
Oh, yeah! Our hero!
Zach,
that's the greatest Halloween costume ever.
Yeah, Zach, that's pretty amazing.
Thank you. She is actually the one that came up with it. She, brought it home, and I was like, all right, yes, this is going to be pretty legendary.
Wait, so she's like, hey, look, I want you to paint my butt like a pumpkin and dress up as Bob Ross?
Yes.
Brilliant.
So now, you guys don't plan on having that as a Halloween costume you're going to run around in, or is it just for the card, just for the picture?
That's pretty much just for the picture. I mean, we're going to have a costume party at my daughter's birthday, and I don't think that'd be too appropriate, you know?
Good for her, dude. I'll tell you what. If your wife, if you guys have a kid, your wife's in great shape. Good for her.
Yes, thank you. She is. Yes, I know.
That would be so funny. All of a sudden, everyone shows up, and there's the two of you, and she's naked with the pumpkin.
Happy Halloween, kids. Trick or treat. Yes. It's a treat, all right.
I am never bringing my children over to that Zach guy's house again.
Oh, man. Yeah, you have, have we put this picture up anywhere?
I mean.
Do we have a right to? We can't. We can't
I'm
really
not
do
doing it.
It.
We can't because she's pretty much naked.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Do a search or something? What can we tell people?
I mean, Zach, can we say your name or?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It's just Facebook.
My girlfriend's, it's Taylor Dog Eagle.
Taylor Dog Eagle and Zach Miller.
Okay, there you go.
So look for them on the Facebooks.
And they're now famous with the great Bob Ross and his canvas is his wife's behind, and it's a beautiful canvas.
It's a great picture. It's really funny.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I saw it, I told her I needed to marry her. You know,
dude. And I'm looking at the profile picture for Taylor, and you guys should be like models for MeUndies because you're both rocking matching MeUndies underwear.
Exactly. We try to get them to sponsor us too.
They should. And you're covering up her boobs with a lightsaber. BJ, you like that?
I want to get those MeUndies. I've asked for those for Christmas. Those are Star Wars MeUndies.
Yes.
Yeah, because they just started selling those. You're right, dude. They should use you guys as a model. Holy cow. Hello.
Yeah, that's a better ad than anything they've ever had.
Yeah, that's impressive. Well, sir, you are a lucky man, is all I have to say.
And then, Zach, you can attest to this. We all have rocked MeUndies before. It actually is very form-fitting and very it accentuates the junk area, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. Actually, I was talking to my wife when she got them. They have, like, a perfect pocket for your junk. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. There you go. Yeah. Why don't they put that on the ad? Perfect pocket for your junk. MeUndies. Well, you know what? Good for you guys. You guys look like you have a lot of fun, and when you got kids and stuff, and you're still gonna have fun like that, that's awesome.
I was gonna say, you guys are doing life right.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you check out their profile pictures, you're gonna have a great time. Zach, thanks for calling, and thanks also for sharing, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah, no problem. Good talking to you guys.
Take it easy. There goes Zach and Puyallup, ladies and gentlemen. Who? Yeah.
See, great things come out of Puyallup, BJ.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. I'm telling you. You guys have great restaurants.
Yep.
Besides you, that seems like it's a good place. It's a lot of people living down there.
I set the bar low.
Yeah, so you did.
Anything else is great.
I mean, I know your wife is from that area, and she's awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but you are the only thing that seems to taint the whole thing. But you know what?
I'm like the black sheep of Puyallup.
You are the black sheep
of
Puyallup.
Nice. Thanks.
All right, here's a big question for you, speaking of black sheep. Hey, what do Ryan Castle and a Tide Pod have in common? Well, you're going to find out at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a Tide Pod have in common?
Terrible for young people.
Yeah, awful. Yeah.
Just awful. One texter says, neither will clean my laundry.
It's true.
They both explode when you put them in your mouth.
Also true.
Yeah. They both make terrible candle holders. Right, Sarah?
Wait, did a candle?
Oh, it's from the earlier conversation.
Oh. Because Tide Pod. It has nothing to do with the Tide Pod, but more to do with my wife and the sex toy that she thought was a candle holder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a stretch.
Texter just wanted to revisit the...
Thanks, Texter.
The sex toy story.
Had nothing to do with the Tide Pods at all.
I should really listen to the show. It seems entertaining.
You can podcast it if you'd like.
Yeah. Oh, great.
On your schedule.
You guys are on the internet.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
Don't waste your time. You've got better things to do.
That is a fact.
Yeah. That's why he's a churl guy. His name is Brandon. He went to the hospital in Iowa earlier this morning. This month, I should say, around 1 a.m. Because, well, guess what he did? He ate a Tide Pod at the tender age of 26 years old.
26.
Yeah. When they were treating him, he flipped out, started rampaging through the place, trashed his room. Then he went into the hallway and started destroying computers and breaking glasses at the hospital.
I think Tide Pods isn't the only thing this genius was on.
If that's the effect Tide Pods have, I'm eating one today.
Yeah. $7,500 worth of damage. That is an expensive Tide Pod. Damn.
Yeah, I'll still try it.
All right. Man. All right. Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack of Tide Pods, and that's up next.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
You were really close with where the sidewalk ends in the Giving Tree, the author of that.
Shell something.
Silverstein.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember one time being at a certain gentleman's club, and I was told that I need to read this book by
the dancer?
By the dancer. She was like swearing by it.
Wait, which one was it of all of them?
The one with the
Giving Tree?
The Giving Tree.
That means you did not give enough money to that lady.
I gave plenty.
Dude, he was
I'm a
actually
good tipper.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.